So that night, May 31st, 1921, you left town.
Yes.
And that's when you hopped a freight train?
Right over freight train all the way to Chicago. We found out that we could get a train out of Chicago over to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where we wanted to go to find my father. But he done left and gone to California.
Any other memories of what you saw when you came back on the 31st? Did you see smoke, buildings on fire? Did you see dead bodies in the street?
Oh, I don't know how many days it was before we got back to Tulsa on the freight train. But when we got back to Tulsa, the soldiers had come and stopped all the shooting and stuff, and everything was kind of calm then. But they killed a lot of the poor colored folks. That's the worst thing in all the United States. They gave a wave of 300 folks, they claimed, but it was even more than that. My stepfather, he was dead and gone. Didn't nobody know where he was. They didn't have no funeral for nobody. Ku Klux Klan, they had come in and taken over. And they didn't let the folks have no law or nothing like that. They just killed the folks, all that they wanted to kill. And they let some of the folks live. But it was the Ku Klux Klan taking over the city of Tulsa. They taken over and they held the power there for 3 or 4 years. And colored folks couldn't do nothing. We didn't have nothing. And all the rich colored folks that owned the theaters and the barber shops and all that stuff, they was, what you might say, out of jobs. All of them was had the poor folks from then on.
Did you see the courthouse and the mob that was beginning to build around the courthouse? Did you know that the mob was there and they wanted to lynch Dick Rowland?
We down in the colored section didn't know nothing about this at all. We just heard that they arrested a boy, but we didn't get the chance to see nothing about it at all.
Was your grandmother, what happened to her? Where did she go?
My grandmother, well, they protected some of the older folks and taken them downtown and put them in the ballpark and different big places, protect them from being destroyed.
Well, they put some in jail, and they put some at the fairgrounds. Was your mother taken to the fairgrounds?
She worked downtown. We didn't get a chance to see her much at all. She's a young woman, so we didn't know what she was doing.
Did anybody try to capture you?
No, we stayed over on the colored side. They called it the nigger side back then. Poor little niggers had to stay back on the north side of the city where they was burning them up. They didn't tell the whole truth about it in the papers, but more colored folks were killed in that riot than any place in America. It was the worst thing in all America was in this Tulsa race riot.
Well, then you decided to leave Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to keep up with my father. And he done gone to California. My grandmother got a letter from him, which they didn't ever leave Tulsa. They stayed right there in Tulsa. My grandmother and my mother, some of them stayed there in Tulsa. Salvation Army folks built them a little shack, and so they stayed in their little shack. But we that went to California,